And now we have letters from the evening news. We heard earlier that Norwich Rugby Club's proposal move to Yere Valley was controversial. Here are some of the emails and the evening news received. Jamie Knight wrote, "This is the UEA creeping ever closer to Earlham Park, and this should not be allowed to go ahead." J Bone defended the proposal. "This is not going to be built on the park. Also, why would anyone want to block improvement of sports facilities for the community? Perhaps they are worried they may be more easily spotted not picking up their dog's mess." Smithy agreed with Jamie Knight. "This is another massive area of green land to be fenced off from the general public. A huge area was fenced off when the department studying rabbit behaviour had to move, as the UEA wanted to build there some 30 years ago. This area has remained closed ever since and appears derelict with rubbish laying about. Last year, fences went up all along the river banks, either side of a narrow road, leaving just a narrow piece to walk along. Not to mention the eco-building and takeover of Earlham Park car park. As Jamie Knight says, the UEA is creeping ever closer to Earlham Park and fencing everywhere off on its way."
There were complaints about the UEA and rugby club proposals in letters to the Evening News as well. John Thurman of Bluebell Road in Norwich wrote, "Your report on this controversial topic, if anything, underestimates the anger felt by many people about a plan which threatens one of the few remaining green spaces on the edge of the city. The UEA playing fields and adjacent meadows and woodland are not only enjoyed by thousands of walkers and nature lovers, but also form an integral part of a green corridor for wildlife, which is planned to be part of the green infrastructure of Greater Norwich, a plan which would be put in jeopardy if the scheme goes ahead. It is difficult to envisage a more damaging location for a large car park, floodlit pitches, large clubhouse and social centre and a new road. I have been involved with planning issues for many years, but have never encountered such anger from so many people."
Another proposal attracting readers' anger is the new car park going up at Rose Lane. Jenny Downing of King Street in Norwich wrote, "It is amazing that the city planners agreed to the awful multi-storey car park at the junction of Mountergate and Rose Lane in Norwich. It's not the building itself that is so horrendous, but its cladding. Half of it bright yellow and the rest cream, with what looks like the black paw marks of a large animal. Black shook, perhaps." Our editor adds, "I don't know what black shook is, but Jenny Downing is right. It looks as if a large cat with muddy paws has walked all over the new yellow building."
More complaints about city planning came in as city centre roads were disrupted by new roadworks. Ted wrote, "I gave up driving in the centre of Norwich long ago. On the odd occasion I need to go into the city centre, I park outside the Inner Link Road and walk. Not far to walk and much easier. Why not just be done with it and make the city centre car-free? That should just about put the final nail in the coffin for Norwich City shopping." Harry Rabinovitz added, "It's a great idea restricting cars, but what happens if you are a service engineer, or disabled, or need to pick up a heavy item? What worries me is the impression comes across that it's reworking roads for the sake of it." Man by the Sea observed, "You would have thought that planners would know by now that models don't work because they always miss variables and don't pick up on the reality of what drivers will do. And House of Cards is pretty fed up. This is certainly not a minor inconvenience for anyone who needs car access to the city. I have no option but to go through this, and it's a nightmare."
After all these complaints, some good news. David Armstrong of Silver Street is really impressed by Café Britannia and says, "Congratulations to the success of Café Britannia, situated on Mousehold Heath at the former Britannia Barracks, with spectacular views over the city. This is a social enterprise which employs low-risk inmates of Norwich Prison. The project was launched at offering in-job training and rehabilitation to give people social skills to be used again. Reoffending has now been reduced from 40% to 2%, lower than the national average across the country. All profits are ploughed back into the business and other charitable organisations. It has become one of the most popular cafes in the city and caters for 850 visitors a week. All visitors' tips are donated to Victim Support, a charity giving help to those affected by crime. Cafe Britannia was the brainchild of businesswoman Davina Turner, OBE, the one-time manager of Chapelfield Shopping Centre. So well done to her. I'm sure the good citizens of Norwich wish all those involved every future success. And that's all from the letters.